This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is spending the weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida before his impeachment trial gets underway in the U.S. Senate on Tuesday. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the president is also filling out his legal team days before opening arguments.
The president's legal team figures the trial will last no more than 2 weeks, which would be far shorter than Andrew Johnson's trial in 1868 and Bill Clinton's in 1999. But there's still a question about whether the Senate will allow more witnesses, which could extend the trial. It takes a supermajority to convict 67 senators. Both Johnson and Clinton were acquitted, and President Trump figures he's next.
There was nothing done wrong.
A person familiar says the president's boosting his legal team before opening arguments next week, adding former Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz and ex-independent counsel Ken Starr, among others. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday he was not aware the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine allegedly was subjected to surveillance and threats in Ukraine. Democratic lawmakers disclosed the information that was provided by an associate of President Trump's personal attorney that indicated former Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch was under surveillance. The information also suggests that Yovanovitch might have been threatened shortly before Trump removed her in May. Pompeo said that the State Department would investigate.
We will do everything we need to do to evaluate whether there was something that took place there. I suspect that much of what's been reported will ultimately prove wrong.
The allegations are central to the Senate impeachment trial against President Trump, who has been charged with abuse of power by pressuring Ukraine to investigate his Democratic political rival. This is VOA.